Oh, hey there, Vanderpump Rules fans. We have got a loaded episode for you. Jax goes crazy, and we have a special guest here with us. So let's get it started. Here we go.
Woo! To the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah. It's a Coachella vibe, because everyone's getting ready for Coachella. So we figured it was a good vibe for us to start with.
It's going to be a weekend.
Yeah, but how do I respond?
There should be a live chat thing.
I'll figure it out.
Okay. Okay, you guys, we're so excited. Thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful Monday. What a fun episode this week. And you guys, let's drum roll our special guest. She is a stand-up comedian. She's hilarious and amazing, and also a Vanderpump Rules insider. We have Rachel O'Brien here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, Rachel.
We're so excited to have you here.
Really? Thank you.
Yes. Oh my God.
To be here.
I am.
Yeah, we all are.
Okay, one person was I am.
If you guys have questions for Rachel, we have the live chat pulled up, so we're going to get to those. And if you guys have any thoughts about the episode, get on in there.
Yeah,
and
Rachel has all the behind-the-scenes dish on what we don't see on camera, so we're going to pick her brain.
Mm-hmm. So before we get into the episode, we're going to just chat with Rachel a little bit.
Right.
And that's where we're going to start. And then we'll get into all the episodes. We have our Serve the Verdict segment coming up. And then we also have the tea time also. Oh, and we should probably introduce ourselves. Should we do that?
We should.
I'm Teague. This is the lovely Zach.
Zach Peter. You should know that by now, but if not, I'm
but
Zach
hey,
Peter.
But hey, welcome. And then we've got our wonderful Sarah Serio.
Hey, guys.
And we've got our Stacey Olivas. We're
for
so excited.
Us.
And, of course, Rachel O'Brien. Okay.
Yay.
So, Rachel, we're going to pick your brain really quick.
All right. I'm down.
So, you're good friends with these cast members. Mm-hmm. How did that all begin? Were you friends with them before the show?
Way before.
Okay, interesting. So who was your closest friend? How did this all happen?
It's a long story.
Okay.
Sit down. No. I can quick notes it. I was Kristen's first friend in LA. Kristen and I did fit modeling together. I don't want to brag. I was a model.
I love it. That's amazing.
Yeah. So she was actually not even living in LA at the time. It's like, I think we had the same agency or something happened and she had flown from Detroit or whatever. We became quickly friends, and then she ended up moving here, and then we met Jax on another modeling job. Then I started dating Jax. Shush.
Ooh. You dated Jax.
I was 20 years old.
Oh, 21. I'm judging you so hard right now.
I love this.
Listen, that was 7 years ago. It cancels after bankruptcy like that. Your name does not count.
That is washed away.
Oh my God. I hope that's in your stand-up, dating Jax.
It's not, but Lisa owes me the entire show and her restaurant. That's a joke. No.
She does.
No, but essentially, Kristen and I did introduce everyone because we didn't introduce. It's hard to explain. So basically, Kristen and I met. Then Kristen and I met Jax on a modeling job. Jax and I started dating. Jax and I introduced Kristen and Sandoval because that was one of Jax's friends.
Got it.
And then Jax and I broke up. And then I didn't speak to everyone for years. And then Kristen and I were always friends.
Uh-huh.
But it was just like there was no point in hanging out with Sandoval and Jax and whoever the hell he was dating at the time.
Right.
Whatever. And then the show came around, but years later, like 2 years into the show, then they cast me to be on it. And yeah.
Wow, how funny.
She started Vanderpump.
Pretty incredible. I wouldn't say that.
For the show.
I know.
Yeah. Two questions.
No, I love my friends.
Two questions. One, why aren't you on the cast? And two, why aren't you a producer on this show since you've set up this cast?
Seriously.
Well, for several reasons. Number one, I would never be a producer because they are like my best friends, and it is so hard to watch them either tear each other apart or do things that I'm just it makes me so uncomfortable that it makes me uncomfortable to watch. I don't even watch it. I'm just like, oh, that's not even how they act. I'm like, oh my God. And then why am I not on the cast? I never worked at the restaurant. I didn't really want, I was fine with being involved, but I didn't really want to be involved.
Right.
And also, no one cares about what I have to say because it's not, dramatic. Or...
No, we all
but
care.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
But there's a huge cast. They can't,
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We can give you a spot and take Raquel off the cast. That would make me life.
Are you friends with Jax still?
Yeah, because I love Brittany.
Okay.
And so, and Jax is, I never, listen, sorry, Jax. I didn't like him that much. It was just, cared about him, and then we broke up, and, I have no ill will.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Why'd you guys break up?
Oh, he cheated on me, of course.
Yeah, of
Shut
course.
Up.
Oh, my God. So, no, why is that surprised?
No, Yeah, what are you shocked about?
Literally, because in my mind, I'm going to be honest, I was playing this whole scenario like, oh, maybe he was like actually really nice to you because you're so nice. And then she just ruined it for me.
No, I mean, he wasn't mean to me.
So what's your take on the whole Jax Britney saga?
I think,
should they stay together? Are they going to stay together?
I don't. Listen. I think that if there's anyone that could handle Jax, it would be Britney.
Okay.
All of his exes. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, Stoss and I would stab him probably if he did something to us. Britney is like, she has a very, like, upbeat sort of, like, whatever, like, sensibility. Like, she's not, like, I'm going to cut a bitch. Like, she's very. Right. So maybe it'll work out. I don't know. Yeah.
She'll just dig a key into the side of your car.
I kicked Jax's truck once. Jax, I'm sorry.
you
what if he knows that was me?
Confession
hour. Well,
now
he knows.
It's confession hour.
No, it's
I love
true.
It.
Yeah, when he cheated. I'm just, he might as well know it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kicked his truck? Did really you do any damage?
No, so he cheated on me, and then he had to fly home to Florida for Thanksgiving, and I didn't go because I was like, you fuck someone. Yeah. And can I say that
details,
word?
Yes.
Say it all.
And then he flew home, and I was like, I'm not going. And we were still living in the same apartment. So when he was gone, I walked past his truck one night when I went out, and I like just kicked it aside.
Yes.
And then he came home, and he was like, someone kicked my truck. I was like, they
how
did that?
They?
Who was that? They must have been really strong and beautiful.
Yeah, I was like, he's so mean.
And independent. And
Wow, that's crazy.
I just love this.
Yes. You're a history maker.
You are seriously the founder.
You know
pioneer.
What? Listen, I'm George Washington.
I am George Washington. That's amazing. Wow. Do you guys have questions?
No. Like, that was just, I loved it.
Okay, we need to know who your favorite cast member is this season.
What do you mean? I can't say they're all my friends.
Yeah, okay, fine.
But do you have, like, one that's, like, just really stepping it up for you?
I wish I watched it more.
Yeah.
I don't watch it that often because often I live it during the summer. But, I mean, favorite, I don't know.
Yeah. And you're, like, in the scenes. Like, you're, like, nonchalantly there for a lot of these things.
Yeah, I'm usually dipping out of it, apparently. I get tweets from people who are like, I saw you, but you, like, dipped out. I was like, sounds about right.
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's usually, like, Kristen and Carter, like, making out by the side of my head. And I'm like,
I'm here, but...
I have a question. Is Stassi portrayed just like how she is in real life on the show? Or just in general,
well,
in the public
eye? Well, I
don't
know how she's portrayed on the show anymore. Like, I know, like, her early season stuff. Like, well, what explain the question.
Just like all the things that have been happening in the media, kind of calling out people. Well, but she's just telling the truth a lot of the times, you know, sometimes. So
yeah,
I'm just wondering if she's portrayed appropriately.
Well, Stassi is one of the nicest people I know.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most giving. She's a very good listener, too. She's one of the people when you're like at lunch or dinner with her, she's not on her phone. She's just paying attention. Very polite. Stassi's a wonderful girl. She said some dumb shit occasionally, but we all can. It's just that she has a platform of millions of people. Mm-hmm. But she even acknowledges that, like, maybe it wasn't the right time to say certain things. But overall, Stassi is a wonderful, sweet, smart, fantastic person. All of my friends on the show honestly are. They really are.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Sheena and Rob?
I love Sheena. I don't know about that now. But, I mean, I hung out with them when they were first dating, and it seemed fine.
Yeah.
And Sheena's very sweet. I just haven't hung out with her in a while. But I think she has a... I feel bad for when I watch the show sometimes where I feel like she just wants to be perfect so bad.
Yeah.
And she's a nice girl. She's good. I just wish she would stop trying
so hard.
Yeah, she's so beautiful, too. It's like, just chill. You're fantastic.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I think that she was a little bit upset about the way she was portrayed this season.
Yes.
She's kind of come out and said I looked a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But, you know.
Sorry, I was drinking my water.
No.
You gotta stay hydrated. You can't get too thirsty in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
That water.
Okay, so should we get into our first topic?
Yes.
How does that sound? Okay, Kristen and Carter talk about the whole allegedly Kristen hooking up with James in Mexico. We can't decide if we think it was happened or not. What did you think of Carter's response?
I thought it was actually pretty genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he seemed hurt. It was all in his eyes. He just seemed hurt, and I think it was true. Like, if Kristen did that, I mean, if he did that to her, she would be upset, which I totally agree, and I think that you should. And I kind of felt like Kristen felt guilty or, like, wasn't fully.
Remarkable. Yeah.
I don't know. Something just seemed like maybe she was holding back something that she didn't say to him fully. Maybe that was just me, but I feel like she didn't feel
as good talking to him.
I totally agree with Sarah. I feel like she felt kind of uncomfortable and like nervous. And then he was going to go take it to Tom Sandoval. So I thought that was ballsy. And it's going to create a lot more drama because I don't know if Tom is actually going to be on Kristen's side.
Well, it sounds like in the previews that he's not going to be on her side.
Yeah.
So, which is actually crazy because this whole debacle was caused about, I think, a miscommunication.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
on it really his was. Part, like him right. and Jax perpetuated this rumor that really wasn't true, and they like kind of ran with it and keep pushing it. Mm-hmm. But I think I really like Carter. I mean, this is I think the most we've ever seen him, and I think again we can get rid of Raquel and give me more Carter. He seemed very level-headed, you know, where we saw earlier in the season scenes with Stassi and Patrick, and he very much was trying to, or he came off as trying to, you know, like. School her and like be like this is how you do things and trying to teach her lessons and he's like and what was the lesson that we learned today Stassi and it seemed a little condescending whereas Carter you know was genuinely like look you screwed up I was hurt by it I'm gonna handle this as your boyfriend and I thought he was very level-headed
I think that it looked a little bit rehearsed like it looks like they had the discussion before they went on camera having the discussion because I don't think Carter's been used to that.
Yeah, it could have been to like make him more comfortable.
But yeah, something. I thought it was interesting. What do you think, Rach?
Oh shit!
tossed it over.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Well, what's the question? I mean, I know what happened, and
do you like them together?
I know the conversation. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're
a good pair.
I think they are. Yeah, I think that they've been dating for a while, and I think they're a good pair. I think. This is uncomfortable. no, I do think they are a good pair. I think that it's a different type of thing that Kristen's used to, and I think that I think they're a very good pair. They like the same type of music. They travel well together. They have dogs together. I think they're very good for each other.
That's awesome. Yeah, and that's a big thing for Kristen. I feel like to find a good match.
It seems like a more mature relationship as opposed to when she was with James.
Right.
Yeah, I think that was just sort of like a rebound or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But Kristen is actually very mature. Like, actually, Kristen, I would say, no offense to Carter, is more mature than Carter. Like,
really?
Yes, Kristen.
Interesting.
Kristen, I think, you know, on the show, like, anyone would act crazy when the camera's in your face, frankly. And they're like, you're partying all weekend in Vegas and like all the, or not Vegas, Mexico.
Yeah.
And, but Kristen is actually incredibly mature, like very like focused on like getting up. She gets up really early. She works out. She takes care of her dogs and all that. Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. I liked that we saw accountability from her. You know, where she gets this rep for being Crazy Kristen, and I love Crazy Kristen. Give me Crazy Kristen all day, every day. But, like, we saw her really kind of be a little remorseful and see her come to Carter and be like, look, this is what happened. I'm kind of letting you know. And you can tell she felt bad about how it all kind of went down and throwing the drink. And yeah. But, you know, what I do think Kristen needs to do, what I think we all need to do.
What should she do? What should she do?
If you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life.
All areas.
We got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Mark your iCal now. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. You need her in your life. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us that sent you there. Teague, Zach, Sarah, Stacy from the Vanderpump Rules After Show. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
It's great.
Now.
Check it out. She's this cast great. Should check it out.
Yeah.
You should check it out. I check it out. So.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into our second topic, which is Jax making Brittany leave the room. to talk with Kelsey, and also in this saying "I love you" on the phone.
You think that was the biggest part of it?
I mean, yeah.
What was your takeaway from it?
You know Jax.
That she said you're like Nelson Mandela.
You're right. That was good.
That everything comes at you and you handle it all. It's shocking. it's actually shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was.
Compare Jax Taylor to Jason Couchy to Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, Jason.
Yeah.
I can't. That is true. And he was like, but we know he probably doesn't even know who Nelson Mandela is.
The only common thing they have is they've been in jail. Both.
Yeah.
That's
the only thing.
That's all they have in common.
Yeah, I think there were two cringeworthy moments for me in this episode. One of them was seeing Lala's bottle again, because, like, it was, you know, it hit us the first time we saw it, and then we saw it again last week, and then we saw it again this week, and I was just like, and it made you very uncomfortable, too.
I don't understand. I would say I've been watching it a lot, but this is an ongoing thing.
Yeah. This is week three.
Yeah.
But what does it mean?
Well, I don't. Well, we also see, like, their previews of it, like, jacking up her teeth at some point.
Yeah, well, she first introduced it with warm milk and honey, and it helps her go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I can't stop laughing.
But I think you could put it in a cup, but that's how it was, just to make her feel comforted.
Like calm her anxiety. Maybe she has anxiety. She's very open about that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some people take Xanax. Some people drink warm milk
out
of a bottle.
She's going the healthy route. Hey,
exactly.
I would debate that milk is not healthy. I will counter that health argument, but I see where you're going with it.
Yes.
And my second cringeworthy moment was when Kelsey called Jax Jason, and she had a very seductive voice over FaceTime. Like,
it just all had me uncomfortable. From Brittany, like, leaving it to go see Stassi, and Stassi
and
was
she's
just so like,
okay leaving.
I know. Yes. It was just like, no. Like, no, I could have still stayed in the room, like, shut the bathroom door or something, and, like, if that's your privacy, okay. But you literally need this whole space to yourself to what?
And does it have to be a private session when you do Reiki? Is that how it is?
Well, this
like,
is,
can you have other people?
This is not Reiki. This is not Reiki. Reiki involves, like, sounds. It involves, like, instruments. It involves, like, you know, like, deep inner reflection. And there's, like, music and stuff. Like, this, you know, dating therapy is not Reiki.
So no I love yous?
No I love yous. Okay. You know, no dick pics. I'm sure he sent a few of those.
Rachel, did he ever make you call him Jason?
No.
No, that's not the question.
I didn't even know his name was Jason until I probably saw his ID, or like his mom told me his name was Jason.
He's trying to rebrand himself.
How do you feel about this Jason rebrand?
Yeah.
Is he going by Jason now?
That's his thing this season.
Oh, God.
He's trying to change his image.
Back into the guy that he was. Not this LA facade.
Listen, I have no opinion on it other than it's annoying. He should have changed in the first place. I don't know. I have no opinion on it.
No comment.
It's his real name. Listen, I like his
parents. His real name.
His dad was gone. It's too sad.
Oh, yeah,
I don't want to talk shit about him.
Yeah.
But he's still annoying.
He's still annoying.
Yeah.
Jax Jason, still annoying. And it was funny that, like, this episode, still doing Reiki, but then at the end we see the large meltdown. Should we get into the meltdown?
I just want to say we love hearing from you guys.
Yes.
So if you could please subscribe to AfterBuzz on iTunes. We would love to hear from you. So comment, subscribe, and
Hang out. We'll chat back. Five stars
on iTunes.
Yes. And we love
giving
you guys.
Give us all the stars. If there's six,
give us six. I don't think they allow you to give less than five. Not for this show.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah.
So just make sure you follow that rule of thumb.
And we have the live chat open, so we're going to shout you guys out in a little bit. Yes. So get on in there with your thoughts and comments.
Yes, we love your comments, and I respond to all of them.
Yeah, you're so bomb. Thank you. Okay, so now let's get into the drama of the episode, the meat and the bones of this whole season, really, because I feel like they've been promoting this for a while.
This was like meat, bones, cartilage.
Right, this was everything. So this
bone broth.
Jax's big meltdown, you guys. So this is a culmination of a few things he was upset about. The Adam thing he was upset about.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else was he upset about?
The whole...
The fake job inner... Lisa thought his job was fake.
And then Tom sticking up for, like, Tom...
Yeah.
Understanding Tom, James's side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it all comes to a head, and he ends up flipping off Lisa Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm.
Which... I don't think there's any way you can come back from that.
Yeah.
He literally held it. He, like, held it for so long. Was she not looking at him?
She held it. Yeah, I don't know. That looked a little bit produced.
The middle finger?
Yeah.
Jack's doing that?
That was bold.
I don't know. I think it was real.
You think it was?
I don't think he was, like, trying to piss her off. I think he was just pissed off.
Yeah.
I think it was a lot.
I'm not thinking
I feel like it was a full hit. He went down. Like,
I don't think it was spiraled. Anything that really...
Would we call it his lowest moment, though?
No.
You're right. You're okay. So right.
I mean, that was a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was a see you next Tuesday, another day. Sure.
You know what? So I think he did this because no one took his side this time. Like, usually the guys have his back. Yeah. Someone has his back, but no one had his back this episode. So he lost it. He's like, well, then screw you all. And
I liked how he thought that this was the moment to call out Adam. Where, like, he's like, look, I heard you were talking to my girlfriend. I'm just like, he's like, you're disrespecting my relationship. I'm like, if you don't have respect for your own relationship, like, how do you have other people, how do you have that expectation of other people to have respect for a relationship and your girlfriend? Like, you can't even talk to your Reiki girlfriend next to your real girlfriend. Like, it's just, he can't.
And then they became bros, like, right after that. Like, it was super intense. And then they're like, but, hey, man.
We're good,
it's
bro.
Cool.
We're good.
Squash it.
I can't, but I don't know what's going to happen when, like, next week. I'm assuming he's going to be banned or something.
He's always banned.
He needs to be banned. But, like, he needs to be, like, really banned.
Really banned.
He needs to be, like, Kristen fired.
Like, time away.
He needs to be.
Time away. Time out.
Kristen fired.
A major timeout.
Kristen fired. Hawk, I was there for that.
Oh, were
How
you?
How was that?
The Miami girl thing? Is that when it happened?
I think so,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Miami girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was uncomfy.
Really?
Mostly. Yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Well, but I believe, I mean, she didn't, okay, listen, Kristen fly the girl out there.
Right.
It was, the girl did come out there. It was very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Kristen shouldn't have screamed at everyone. However, she was sort of in the right. I mean,
there's always a little bit.
She was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was a kernel of truth and rightness there.
Right.
Why do you think Jax hasn't been fired yet for all that he's done? I mean, Kristen
he's
did
Jax,
that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There'd be no show without Jax, number one.
Right.
I agree.
I mean, he's also, like friends with dated everyone. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. He kind of is the glue. And he,
I wouldn't call him the glue.
Well, yeah, not the glue.
There are other
together.
Sticky substances that we can call Jax.
Yeah. But they, we
that
got.
Hold things together.
Yeah. We saw a salary article about their salaries, and Jax makes the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we thought that was interesting.
I think they make around the same, all of them.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
I don't think I think it's, like, per season type of thing.
Okay,
like
interesting.
How many, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. How many seasons you've done it depends on, like, what you... Okay. Interesting.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go off of, you know, you.
Yeah.
You.
If you're more entertaining or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Okay, so Jax, I mean, like, have you seen him recently? Like, is he doing...
Oh, I mean, we all hang out all the time. Yes,
right.
I see him often. I mean,
okay.
I mean, not, I guess, often, but if... I'm gonna run into this thing. Yeah, if I we're hanging out with Brittany and me and Jax mm-hmm. there, yeah, we're all friends. I mean,
yeah.
Stassi, me and Kristen went to Jax's dad's funeral.
Right.
We're all friends. I mean,
yeah. How often are you grabbing drinks at Sir and or Pump?
You know,
and which
or
is your preference?
Or any of the cast people?
Only when they go there.
Okay.
No, there's nothing I don't like it. I mean, Sir has very good food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pump, I really rarely go to Pump. I don't know why, other than like I just don't.
Yeah.
But Sir, I'll go have dinner with them when they're there or when, like, Brittany or Katie or someone's working. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
And do they work often? That's always a debate.
Depends on when they're filming or not.
Right. That's kind of what we got. That's the vibe.
No, they
got.
Really do. I mean, they do work there. The show is based on that. I mean, they all started there. And yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, that part's not fake.
But I can imagine that,
none of it actually is fake. I will say, Vanderpump Rules is not a fake show.
I would imagine that as the seasons have gone on, though, like, it does become a distraction when they're actually serving, so I would understand why they may be working less as a waiter.
Well, yeah,
because
people will come in and see them and ask for photos. Like,
yeah.
Right.
I usually take the photos for the people. I'm just like, don't want to with them. Like,
you need really the credit.
Here's your martini. Something. Here are your goat cheese balls. And here's your selfie.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they, have you had any crazy experiences with fans coming in?
Well, I don't work there. So, no.
Right.
I mean,
or like being around
them. Certainly they have. Yeah. I mean, I've been with them and on my own too, where people have come. But it's never been crazy. People are usually very nice. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You'd think that they would be, you know, a little bit crazier. Once they see the people in real life.
Well, I feel like we're also in Los Angeles. Yeah, we're in Hollywood. Everyone. Like, you're going to see bigger stars than Jax Taylor down Santa Monica.
I don't know. That's
but
a big
Rachel O'Brien is like...
Rachel O'Brien is hard to find. Yeah,
I'm going to bow down after this show.
Exactly. So we'll have to see what happens next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about James? Because I'm a James fan.
Are you?
Stacey.
I'm going to need you to give me 5 points why you're a James fan.
It's fun. Yeah, he's entertaining.
She likes his abs.
abs?
Likes him. Listen, he weighs so 70 funny. Pounds. I'd have abs too if I weighed 70 pounds.
Yeah. Exactly.
Are you close to Jane?
No, I like James. He's fine. He's funny. I mean, Stacey's fine. I mean, you're attracted to him?
No, I just think he's so funny.
Stacey, look at her.
No. Let's have a talk outside.
She's glowing. She's glowing.
No,
you need to listen to Conversations with Maria Menounos.
That's hilarious.
No, I'm just saying he's funny on the show. He adds like a lot of character to the show.
I think I think he's a goofball as a person. But I spent a lot of time with him when him and Kristen were dating. And they were horrible for each other. And I like James, but like he seems like a monster to date. But I think he's very entertaining and very funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a kid.
Right.
Like, you know, totally. Even if he's being a jerk or whatever, he's a kid.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch, yeah.
Yeah.
He is fun. Okay, so now it's time for Serve the Verdict. Dun, dun, dun. Get your gavels out. Dun. What is our debate on the Serve the Verdict today?
Okay, first question, and Rachel, we want you to weigh in on this as well.
Yes.
You're gonna serve a verdict. Serve first it. One is, Kristen got a lot of crap for throwing the drink. We saw Katie and Stassi, they all kind of ganged up on her. So what do you guys think? Was Kristen wrong to throw the drink at James, even if he did start the rumor, which we now know he didn't? Stacey, do you think Kristen was in the wrong to throw the drink?
I think it was wrong to throw the drink at James, yeah. And I think it was wrong to throw the drink overall, I guess.
Of course. She threw it at James.
Yeah.
Stacey's going to defend James.
You know what side she's on.
Okay, and I would have been pissed off if I was Lala, too, if that drink would have hit me.
Okay, well, let's chill out. It was a vodka soda. It was clear. It was not red wine.
Yeah. Okay, Sarah, what do you think?
She didn't do anything.
Listen. I think that they're great, like, they're a great group of people, and they, like, forgive each other even over the craziest things. So I feel like that dramatic moment was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it spoke to him and to everyone else. And if she was feeling so frustrated and couldn't get his attention just by talking or yelling, then, yeah, you got to do it with those people. So I think that it was just
you gotta throw something.
For their group.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Zach, what's your opinion?
I think we holds Kristen, like, look, Kristen is crazy Kristen, and we love her for that, but we're holding her to a very different standard where we see Jax do a lot more questionable things and screaming at Brittany, you know, and we have all these scenes where he's acted very erratically this season. So I think if we're not going to give Jax crap for that, or we're just going to give him, you know, a slap on the wrist, and we're going to get upset with Kristen over throwing a drink, like, this is what we want from Kristen. Like, in addition to this being a very dramatic group of friends, we're also filming a reality show, and there are cameras on us, and, like, we want Kristen to throw drinks. And again, it was a vodka soda. It was clear. It's not going to stain anything.
Yeah. No, I was totally down with Kristen throwing the drink. I think it was necessary. I mean, even if it wasn't necessary, I just think it was fun to do. I've always wanted to do that.
I just think she should have thrown it at someone else, but that wasn't her fault because she didn't know who actually started the rumor.
Who did they? Right. Who was she supposed to throw it at?
Sandoval and Jax, who started the rumor.
Yeah, they started. I'm sure she's throwing a drink in their face at some point.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? It was just like, she's just like throwing it around now.
Yeah. Do you think it was weird that Katie gave her trouble for throwing the drink?
Oh, you know what? No, I think Katie was being a friend in that moment. She was just kind of like, I think she was being protective of her. Like, hey, if the rumor's not true, let's chill.
Right.
It's kind of like you're making it a bigger deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But listen, we all like to see Kristen do things like that.
Right? We do.
She looked really pretty. Her dress was great.
Yeah.
I own the same dress.
For it.
She's gorgeous.
She's twinsies.
I loved her. I loved Kristen when Lala was like, are you serious? And she was like, sorry. And they kept doing the same, like, thing. And she's like, sorry. Sorry.
Oh.
My God, it was just great.
Chris is a good kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you it seems all like. Have those moments
Team
where
Kristen.
You're
Kristen.
Not getting
the
first.
Throw the drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta throw.
Is there a second serve the verdict topic?
Yes. Second one. We saw Jax try to be a good boyfriend. Do we think he was right in pulling Adam aside and, like, trying to be like, yo, respect my relationship? Stacey?
I can't take it seriously, to be honest. I can't take it seriously. Because I'm like, you have screwed this girl, and you've screwed many girls over so many times. Like, and it wasn't even serious. He didn't even get upset or any. He was just like, okay, it was for cameras, I think.
Yeah. And I think he was brought there.
Yeah, Adam was there. Adam was ready. He was mic'd up. Like, this was
he had his hoodie and his jacket on over it. Yeah. His full-on outfit. Yeah. Was her hat involved?
He his stylist put him together.
Yeah.
I actually met that guy. He's nice.
Really? Aww. What's your idea on Adam? Is he cute? Could you date him? What's going on?
Listen, this is not about me. This is...
Just trying
just
to set
because
you
I dated
up.
Jax does not mean I have problems that I have. No, but I met that guy. He's very nice.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I think I've seen him around. Or, yeah. Yeah, I've definitely met him.
Served you a few pumptinis.
I mean, I wouldn't drink a pumptini. Tequila shots. Not because I don't like Lisa, or but I don't like sugar. It's like, yeah. Me out a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
But I like pink and can sparkles.
Can you see him and Brittany? Maybe.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I actually think her and Jax are good together for now, at least. I mean, they're working through some stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Fair.
You're like, please tell me more that's not so, like, even-keeled.
No, I mean, I love
you've
it.
Dropped a
they're
lot.
Your friends. You
the things yeah. that you're saying, I agree with the sense that I feel like Brittany is the best for Jax. Mm-hmm. And if she's willing to put up with it, then who are we to say, yeah. go home?
Although I'm worried because next week he is trying to pull the I'm not good enough for you card, never, which like, always is, like, red flash, like, break up with me.
We know thing. You're not good enough for her.
Yeah. Everyone sees it.
Everyone knows
it's just like
this is not news.
Yeah.
We're there. Exactly.
But he's like saying
this is
it, which
not tea time.
Makes it feel like he won't break up with her, but he wants her to break up with him. That's what I was like.
I don't think that's what it is.
You don't think?
I think it's just, I think Jax feels like shit about himself for all the stuff he's done. I think he's just like, oh, I'm not good enough. And I think that may make him feel better. Like,
yeah.
I'm absolved of these crimes. Mm-hmm. Like, just like,
yeah.
Victim. Makes sense. Again.
Yeah. Reiki. Bit,
probably.
Reiki yeah. exercise.
We have to ask Kelsey.
Reiki. Yes. Yeah. Kelsey.
Yeah, we need
are you
Kelsey
on the line?
On
speed. We should try to get Kelsey on the show.
Yeah, wait, I need something done to me.
Yeah.
Kelsey
Zach,
and Mikal.
What do you think?
For Zach.
I think Jax. I think he had no right calling out Adam. Like, come on. Like, no.
Yeah, no.
That's no. It. Swipe left.
Bye.
Next.
Yeah, and it was so not a big deal. It was kind of like a Sheena thing anyways. So. What? Why?
Teague, that was funny.
It was a Sheena. Sheena did the whole thing.
Oh, yes. I thought you meant it was like a Sheena thing.
Oh, I don't know.
It wasn't a big deal.
Oh, well, that's also
sorry,
true.
Sorry,
but
funny.
I think it was just like Sheena made it a bigger deal
yes.
than I think it
yeah.
even was. Okay, so now. Is it time for, oh, fan shout-outs. Okay, you guys, this is exciting.
Let's
we want to shout you guys out in the live chat, which there are so many of you in here, which
yay,
is amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, we got Lindsay. We got Princess Patriot.
Oh, hey.
Sarah's in there. Stephanie, Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha.
Oh, we got Lisa.
Tabitha's always here.
Tabitha's bomb.com. Paola's here again. Hey, Paola.
Hey, Paola.
Clarence is here.
Clarence.
I like that name.
You guys are amazing. We got Steph Martin.
Hey.
Erica. Ooh. Hey, girl.
Erica. What up, Erica?
What up, Erica? You guys are seriously so, so great, and we really appreciate you guys.
Yes, thank you.
Jumping in and also getting in the comment section. That's always really helpful, and it's fun to talk to you guys during the week. And we've also got Vicky. Vicky's also here.
Vicky.
I was trying to find all you guys, but I didn't.
Vicky sounds awesome. Like, you gave her a special shout out.
Yeah, well, yeah.
She also got Vicky.
Vicky's also here.
I
had to scroll up to find Vicky.
Shade,
but.
shade. Where's the tea?
But seriously, thank you guys. You're seriously so great.
Yes, we
do. You think
love
I should say
it.
Seriously one more time?
One more.
Yeah, just one more.
Seriously, awesome. Okay, now it is officially tea time. Raise your cups. Tea time. We will clink to the news and gossip. Cheers.
Rachel, I want you to know how rare it is that we all have cups.
We know.
I'm usually the only one. And we do tea time every week.
Why are you so special?
Because I'm the one who comes prepared.
Oh. Yeah, and he stays hydrated and stuff.
I like it.
And coconut oil.
Hashtag yeah. never thirsty.
We're never thirsty.
Okay, so Stacey, you're going to break down.
Yes.
Lala was on a podcast.
Yeah, Lala had an interview with comedian Heather McDonald.
Yes.
And she
I
asked
love
her.
Love Heather.
She's so funny.
She's
and
great.
She was asked tons of questions about James, about Raquel, about Sheena, and so Lala in the interview when asked, like, does she remember if she slept with James? She said, no, she doesn't even remember sleeping with him.
Which she said was a shame because she said, I wish I would have at least remembered.
Yeah.
Since it's being talked about so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, oh, God.
And then she was asked if she thinks James is gay. And she said, quote, there's like nothing that I've seen that would lead me to think that he hooks up with dudes. Like, he definitely likes his punani.
Okay.
His?
All right. That's what it says. I just think he's metro and he has a lot of gay friends. It's really sad that you can't have any gay friends without people being like, well, you must dabble in that pod.
Interesting.
I don't think that's the reason.
I don't think that's the reason either, no. Because I have plenty of straight friends who have lots of gay friends, and I would, like...
Yeah, but not all of them are, like, you know, cuddling with Logan.
Yeah, or
Logan came out and said that they were hooking up, so that's where I'm, like, confused.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Any other
Yeah, and then another thing
we beg to differ.
She asked was about Raquel and why she's okay with Raquel flirting with Lala, James flirting with Raquel. Okay. And then she
wait,
says...
Wait, whoa. James flirting with Lala? Raquel?
Yes. James flirting while they were in with Lala while Raquel's there or not there.
Yeah, she was like in the other room.
Yeah. And so she said, I want her to have, and this is what she said regarding this. She said, I want her to have more than just half of a brain. Why is she allowing him to sit on my chair with me? Why is he not sitting on the chair with her at dinner? And she said, I definitely think being on TV helps. I just can't imagine being with someone who every other day you hear that is banging someone else. For me, she's either just a very strong woman who wants to be on TV or she's just dumb.
I've never loved Lala
that's
more.
That's tough. That's everything.
Amazing.
You guys, that's sad. Raquel is just a sweet girl. I think she's just shy on camera.
But I feel like if she did have those feelings, gladly, I would be like, hey, I'm going to sit next to my boyfriend, okay? Like, can I sit here? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, but also, I think about how intimidating it is around that whole...
Okay, hold on. If that were your boyfriend, you're going to allow that?
What do you think?
I actually have no idea what... I'm in shock that James
is hitting on Lala aggressively this season, and a lot of the times that he's doing this, Raquel's literally on site or nearby.
Like, they were at Big Bear and... it was James and Lala, and they were sitting on the couch, and they were like
flirting,
like that. And Raquel's just sitting like in a chair where you are, I'd say.
And she's just sitting there, like not doing anything, not
getting up to go sit. Like,
maybe she doesn't have the confidence, right?
Yeah,
I know, but it's like,
I would be so afraid of Lala. Are you kidding me?
Well, certainly. Listen,
please.
Not that I'm not afraid of Lala, but like,
yeah.
So you're saying that they're James and Lala on a couch, Raquel's just like chilling, having a glass of wine, like.
Yeah. Just smiling with her dead deer
eyes. Raquel, we gotta have a talk. I don't know. Like, that seems very...
And they were naked in the shower together, too. Like, all the three of them or something.
What the...
Raquel wasn't there.
No, Raquel
it was
there.
Lala
it was Lala
and James.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was Lala.
Were,
I thought
they
she
were
was
just
there.
Rinsing off, though.
And they had swimsuits on.
She allegedly. Didn't
have I'm sorry. I'm doing air quotes for the podcast people. Those are air quotes.
We're all like in silence.
Where's the show? I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
crazy. It's interesting. Have you met Raquel?
There's that. I've seen her. I mean, I know I've introduced myself to her.
Yeah.
She's very pretty. I know nothing about her.
Beautiful.
Other than, like, yeah, she's very pretty. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. That's
I feel
all
like
I
I'm experiencing the show
pretty.
With you guys. I'm like, what?
I love it.
That much happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
still together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Raquel doesn't seem like a fame whore or anything. She just seems quiet. I think she...
Well, I know she wants to do Miss California.
Well, that's a whole different platform.
Right, that's a whole different thing.
You don't get Miss California by being on a reality show, do you?
Right, no, I don't think so.
Listen, I was trying out for, like, Miss America when I was, like, 18.
Really?
Oh. I wore a two-piece. I was fatter than everyone. It was a bad decision.
Oh, my God, shut up.
It was, like, it was like a county pageant. Oh, no, it was much bigger.
You can't even say that. You said you were a fitness model.
Yeah, you were also a fitness model.
No, I wasn't. I was a
fit model.
No, you don't know what that means.
Oh my God.
What does that mean?
You're uneducated.
That means you usually say try clothes on for, like.
Oh.
So, like, Joe's Jeans wanted Neiman Marcus to buy their jeans. So,
okay.
Chris and I would stand in a showroom, and then Neiman Marcus would come and be like, hey, we want to see the jeans. We'd be like, hey, we put them on.
Love it.
And they'd be like, oh. No, we don't want them. We'd be like, cool. And then we would go away.
Got it.
It's very glamorous. Yeah. It's very glamorous. We were supermodels. I don't want to brag.
That's very interesting.
Wow.
How did we not catch that?
I know.
I mean, I guess I do know what that
Thanks
is.
Thanks for educating.
Well, it can also mean that they fit jeans on you. It's an industry that it's very big.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm like the number one in it.
Is there any other tea time?
No. Just she also shared that Rob is totally in it. For on the show, he's a fame whore, pretty much.
Who said that?
Lala said that Rob is pretty much a fame whore. He said he doesn't want to be on the show, and that's kind of why they broke up. But she's like, he's on every carpet. He was on every carpet with Sheena. He was wakeboarding in Big Bear on camera. Like, come on,
bye, Rob.
Also, really quick in tea time, Lala went on vacation just recently. This past weekend to the Bahamas with Randall Emmett. Her boyfriend and his daughters, which I thought was really interesting. It was kind of cute.
It's getting serious.
Yeah, it's getting really serious. They're like posting like very lovey-dovey photos on social, even though they don't follow each other, which is crazy.
What does it matter?
I know. Right? I know. But I think it's weird. I mean, we thought that was kind of a weird thing.
It was just her. I think it was her explanation.
Yeah.
What was a little weird.
Yeah. Why they don't follow each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just because,
just
like, they don't,
into the search
they don't
engine
need
every
a,
time
they
to,
don't
like,
need to see, fire. Like, what each other are doing.
Yeah.
But they're just, most likely
just
together.
Click on
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
It's just one extra step. But
we don't.
No. We don't know. Like, but yeah, I thought that was interesting. It was cute. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. Let's do really quick predictions. What do you think is going to happen next week, Stacey?
After Buzz TV predictions.
I think Jack
predictions.
Is just going to lose it more.
Yeah.
Going to go downhill more.
Okay. Sarah?
Yeah, I want to see Jax's downfall very badly. And mm-hmm. also, I've been saying this, I just want to see TomTom. I just want to see this progress party.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Were you at the progress party?
I don't know. I don't think they have one.
Maybe they didn't end up having one. I'm not sure
Listen,
if it actually
I miss
happened.
A lot. I'm on the road a lot. And yeah. No, yes. I'm not even no, that. Yeah. Just like also, I don't, yes,
she
maybe.
She has an
maybe.
Actual job.
Mm-hmm.
She's a traveling comedian. It's awesome. That's
Thank you.
Zach,
so
what
so
are we
awesome.
Going to see next week?
I'm looking forward to seeing Katie's little party. Mm. Mm-hmm.
That was fun. I was there.
Yeah, yeah. It looked
and the
cute.
Lipstick thing is really cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yay. Pucker Ooh, and pounce. So I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see everything happen. I want to see what happens with this whole Jack saga because it's always fun. Okay, so we're going to wrap up really quickly. I am Teague Julie Panko. If you want to find me during the week at Teague DP, Zach, shout yourself out, and we'll do a round.
I'm Zach Peter, and you guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach.
Hey, guys, again, I'm Sarah Serio, and you can follow me at SSerio.
And I'm Stacey Olivas. You guys can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
And our special guest!
Thank you.
Rachel.
I'm Rachel O'Brien, RachelNobrien on Instagram and Twitter.
Amazing. Yeah. And you have some shows coming up. You're everywhere.
I tour everywhere. You can find that on my website or check out my podcast, Be Here for a While on iTunes.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
You're so
you.
Insightful.
You.
We love
Thanks.
You so much.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you,
thank you guys. We'll see
thank
you next
you
week.
Bye.
Yay!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.